What is psychological memory and what is mechanical memory? Psychological memories are all your psychological hurt, your psychological fear that affect your emotion, all those things. This type of memory, technically, you shouldn't allow it to create havoc in you or suffering and misery in you, like scars of memory, phobia, insecurity. Then why you accumulate them? Because human beings, before they become enlightened, before they have the Dhamma, that thing is so traumatic, understand now? It hit you and it caused you so much fear, phobia, that it accumulates deep into your, what they call, unconscious and the subconscious. And it stays there. Even though after a long time, of course, when immediately, like when they are raped or child abuse or whatever, or they've gone through very frightening war or whatever, that trauma, that's why they got trauma, I think Dr. J, no, they got a what that cater for traumatic people with traumatic problem. So that one can last for a while. Then after they give consultations, psychiatric advice, everything, then maybe with a drug or whatever, it helps, then they slowly, slowly recover. But after they recover, it's not rooted out, temporary solution. So what happened is they become dormant, like Eckhart Tolle say, pain body, but dormant, no condition to trigger. So what happened is when there is condition to trigger, they see something similar that recall to memory, straight away that frightening thought, the fearful thought, the phobia set in again. The thought is respond to that memory. Because that is the trigger, the pain body trigger. That's why it suffer. So it come back. So this is why psychological memory you cannot clean. But what is mechanical memory? Technical memory. And that one you need. Like who are you? Your name? Where do you stay? How you sign your checkbook? All those things. Understand? Then learn technical thing. Understand? Arithmetic, maths, mathematics, science. Physics, chemistry. That one you need, mechanical memory. That one don't cause you suffering only. But when you go and fear the exam, and that one is not mechanical, huh? That one is psychological memory. You have the fear of failing the exam. So distinguish it. Memory, like thought, neither good or bad. Understand? But psychological memory, you accumulate and attach and cling because you are not enlightened. That's how you get into trouble. But when you have the Dhamma, you have awakened. Psychological memory, you got no problem. I can still recall, I can still share, but I so far don't have. Luckily, since birth until now, I don't have. But whatever happened, that I have witnessed or what, I got no problem. I can make a note, finish. Because for me now, the brain, the aggregate are non-grasping. So I cannot go and hold on. It cannot cause my mind to react to anything because it understood they are all not real. Dependent originating condition arising causal phenomena. Then no mark of a self, no mark of others, no mark of Dhamma, life, existence. So all this is already in the nature with the wisdom. That's why it has no power over you. But before you have all this, psychological memory is very, very powerful. It can trigger off a lot of trauma, a lot of phobia, fear, panic attack. That's why a lot of people suffer when they become depressed, when they develop all this delusion, then it has power over them. This is what Dhamma is, not theory, not what you think. Relate to life, relate to day happening. What happened to your brain, how you accumulate and how you use it. That's why the user of the thought is very important. If you don't have the Dhamma and the wisdom, you will become deluded, hideous. Then thought has power over you. Thought can deceive you. Can create havoc in you. That's how affliction arise, suffering, misery, sorrow, lamentation. This is how it trigger off. So hopefully with this understanding, you can stabilize your understanding. That way you meditate with awareness. When you have the awareness, you can understand what I say. Then all this become very clear to you. Okay? So number one, awareness, sati, mindfulness, stabilize it. Okay? Yeah.